man, you bought this. You don't need to be in here. You need to go out here and talk to me. So that's what the cigarette said.
So they did.
Was patting it on the bottom of it, and then the cigarette says, time.
Well, y'all heard what LaVell said. LaVell said she's out there smoking a cigarette. It was break time. But, as always, you got to be
cool. Before this, I noticed that you some of your workers are hoarders. She got a bottle cap purse.
That's not hoarding. It's like taking, that's like recycling.
That's hoarding.
You know
what I mean? That's hoarding. That's holding on.
Whatever.
That's like 9,700 bottle caps. How many sodas did you drink to get that?
Well, check it out. We're going to get with Nikki Woods out front with Nikki Woods. She has a special guest that's talking about violence, sexual harassment, which Seven has been sexual harassed. He's been sexual harassed.
Have you?
In the workplace at that. But anyway.
By a man or woman.
Nikki, are you on the line?
Congratulations.
We are on the line. How are you?
We good. Tell us who you got today.
I have Natasha Bowman. Now, the Harvey Weinstein controversy has everyone talking about, as you said, sexual harassment on the job. So Natasha is an attorney, and she is also author of the book, You Can't Do That at Work. Some offenses are obvious, but there are also some subtle ones, too. Welcome to the show, Natasha.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, absolutely. I'm glad you're going to help us get to the bottom of some stuff here. So, now, just a few months ago, the headlines covered conservative news media giants Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly. Now, it is the liberal movie mogul, as I said earlier, Harvey Weinstein. Now, what do you see with all of them as the common theme in their stories?
I actually see two common things that we are seeing here recently. Well, not recently, but because this has been going on for years, since the history of women in the workplace. But recently, the theme is, number one, organizations have these high-valued employees. And when I say high-value, you're either the star news anchor, you are the breadwinner, you're the rainmaker of the organization. And you think that you're allowed to get away with anything in the workplace, lawful or unlawful. You think that you're untouchable. And that brings me to the second thing. Organizations have empowered them to think that way. They let them get away with these things. And what we see in the theme here is that organizations have been on notice about this behavior in both of those cases. They were on notice, and they paid out millions of dollars to let these women get away, to let these men get away with it. And so until we stop that behavior, until we make that unlawful, where you can't have a strategy of take the pay and go away, what I like to call it, and sign a non-disclosure agreement where you can't discuss what has happened to you, we're going to continue to see these type of stories come out.
And we have seen them with the hashtag MeToo that's been circulating on the internet. But I think that what we've also seen is that there are so many women that hesitate to come forward. They wait a long time, and then they talk about being sexually harassed. Why do you think that so many women don't say anything?
Well, I think it's the fear of retaliation, and a lot of these women have said that publicly. I think I'm going to lose my job if I come forward with these allegations, or I am going to be blacklisted from my industry if I come forward. So therefore, you deal with it silently, or you take this settlement agreement and you walk away quietly. But essentially, we have got to empower women or men, and you know, sexual harassment can happen to anybody, and we've even seen some male celebrities come forward to say that they've been harassed. So male or women, we've got to empower people to come forward to say, look, I have been unlawfully harassed in the workplace, without that fear of retaliation, without that fear of their profession being blacklisted.
Yeah, Terry Crews came out with his story about being sexually harassed on the heels of the allegations against Harvey Weinstein, and really kind of kicked off a lot of other men coming forward. Now,
absolutely.
I think in Harvey Weinstein's case, there, you know, it was really obviously sexual abuse. I mean, he really kind of like, you know, took it above and beyond, I think, what any of us can imagine. But I know there are also some forms of sexual harassment that may not be as obvious. Can you talk about that, like comments and conduct that are not acceptable in the workplace but kind of go on anyway?
Absolutely, and I think that's, you know, the majority of the cases we see are those unintended sexual harassment situations. So just to define what sexual harassment is, if you ask someone out on a date just one time, that's not considered harassment. if you ask them time and time and time again, Facebook requests them, and they told you no, they told you they didn't want to be bothered, that's sexual harassment. I think a lot of people don't know, and what I like to share with people is that you can be a victim of sexual harassment even if the behavior wasn't aimed towards you. So that means every day if I'm sitting in the break room at work and I'm overhearing comments and conduct about sexual activity or sexual advances or someone describing the body of someone, and I'm hearing that day after day, I can say I'm being sexually harassed, although that comment isn't aimed towards me. And well, that's a little known fact that people know.
Yeah. I was sexually harassed for like 90% of my career. I mean, I think in certain fields, I mean, seriously, like in certain fields like radio and television, mm-hmm, I mean, I think mm-hmm. a lot of that, that talk is just considered common.
It is considered common.
Wow.
But not necessarily lawful. Not so the moment that you say, hey, guys, the moment that you say, look, I'm getting offended by this conversation, can you please stop? You have let them know that's unwelcome comment and conduct, and they are on the hook now to stop that behavior.
All right. So the first step then is, we all heard men and women, is that you have to make it known that it's offensive before you can move forward then.
Right.
Any sexual harassment allegations. Okay. Natasha, thank you so much. You wrote a book. It's called You Can't Do That at Work. And there's not just one, but 100 legal mistakes that managers make in the workplace. We absolutely appreciate you, being here and shedding some light on, a subject that's kind of difficult to talk about at times. So we
it
absolutely
is.
Appreciate
it is.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Natasha, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
I hear this a lot with people in the workplace. She was asking for it because of what she was wearing. I mean, she's wearing all these short dresses. She wants these comments, What about those situations that you hear in the workplace?
That's a myth. No one can ask to be harassed or assaulted, right? So that's a complete myth. And in the moment, again, I can't emphasize enough, the moment that you are told this conduct is unwelcome, so if someone approaches you with a sexual advance and you reject that advance, you put them on notice that they are harassing you. And it needs to stop, regardless of the way that I dress, regardless of the way that I look. The behavior needs to stop. So there is no such thing as she was asking for it.
Very good. Thank you
so
much.
Hey, can I ask you something? Should you take, Terry Crews claim he was sexually harassed. Should we take him serious as he is very muscle-bound and muscular and he played Big Damon on Friday After Next? Should we take him serious that somebody, he'll allow somebody to touch your genitalia as big as as strong as he supposed to be? Them muscles plastic. Is there some reason why we should go, oh, God, Terry Crews too?
I was guilty when I first read the headline. I thought he was joking. And then when I read the story, oh, he grabbed my genitals in front of my wife. I didn't know whether or not to take him seriously, but he said he was absolutely serious. So male can be harassed. There's also a such thing, as same-sex harassment that many think don't exist in the workplace, and it does. So,
and I agree with you.
As we know, is a joke.
Let me add this to it, and I don't know this sounds crazy, but do you think he was asking for it always walk around without his shirt on, popping his pectoral muscles?
That is.
Same rules apply to men.
And wearing Old Spice, Old Spice too.
Father Bell.
Nikki, we thank you, Nikki.
We thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
And we still got.